Fuck.
Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
Oh my, vintage Michael Cole.
Here's a hook to the leg by Batista, kick out by The Undertaker at two. Kane back to the road.
Kane, not The Undertaker.
Kane.
It looked completely different.
I'm ready.
What the hell have you been doing? I'm the one that's supposed to be a drunk.
Oh, I'm ready for WrestleMania. I can't wait. 3 weeks away.
A horrible segue to cover up the stage.
Big right hand by Kane.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. No, this is not Tuesday night. No, I'm not Rob Seidelman. I am Typho, host of Tuesday Night Typho, and for tonight, guest host of the North American Wrestling Connection. Now, will I be a Bob Barker or a Dennis Miller as a guest host, or maybe a Jeremy Piven? I don't know. We'll see. You never know what's going to happen, but... I'm not going to be making this journey alone because, as always, my expert panel is here by my side. Starting all the way up there in New York, Mr. Jason Bach.
Good evening, Typho, and believe me, we'll treat you okay. It won't be too bad. I'm hoping for a Barker myself.
And then everybody's favorite branch on the Heyman family tree, Nikki Heyman.
Mr. Typho, since you host your own show, could even make a prediction and you'll be there as Jerry Springer will next week.
And somewhere in a Denny's in the middle of Massachusetts is VRM.
Yes, on my way back from Harvard, this was a very, very long trip, and in fact, I will probably not be on the show again until Pick'em, so I'll see you at Pick'em.
Okay.
Later.
Then, from the great state of Ohio, is our stat man himself, Josh Henniger.
Why, thank you, Typho. And by the way, Seidelman's been clued into next week, for those who are wondering. Thank you, Nicky.
He took such a big chair shot last week. He's probably, I don't know, is he conscious right now?
I spoke with him earlier, and I really can't repeat what he said on the air.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, it rhymes with ditch, and I'm sorry that he felt so bad about it.
Yeah.
A vicious chair shot. We all heard it last week at the end of the show.
Yeah, I know. I'm.
What kind of condition he's in right now, we don't know, but he is expected back next week, so you only have to put up with me this week.
He's still
luckily
quite
lucid. For all of you.
Poor baby.
Well, you hit him hard. You hit him hard. I heard
he
the
had it coming.
I was just in the chat room last week. I wasn't actually on the show, and all the way from the chat room, I could hear that shot.
Ah, yes, a chair shot heard round the internet. My dear uncle would be so proud.
And throughout most of the state of Ohio, because I heard that one loud as day.
And it didn't even put a mark on the chair.
I'm sure. I hope paramedics were called to the scene after this chair shot.
Nobody could get through the snow. It was a shame. Nobody could get through the snow down here.
So you just let him ride in pain for hours and hours and hours?
He stopped screaming after a while.
Good grief.
Of course, the blanket, a couple of blankets and a pillow help that, but.
Oh my God.
If you see.
Oh, you know what? I think, Typho, you really need to get to some wrestling news before Ms. Heyman incriminates herself.
I've done nothing wrong.
You never know who's listening. I mean,
you
don't want a old lead investigator Daniel Beck showing up. And yes, I do have one more induction. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob.
Tuesday Night Typho regular, Mr. Fourth. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Rob. Thumbs down.
My God, this is from the past. Welcome back.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Wow.
A request from Forth.
Yeah.
Welcome to the room, Nitz.
Oh, but he just got here.
From the depth of room 101, Forth. How are you doing?
Good, and I've been waiting a long time to do that. Now, Seidelman's over there going, you deserve to be in! You deserve to be in!
And from that, we go on to last Monday night's Raw, which, if I may say so myself, I believe was a very good show, the best Raw that I've seen, I don't know, several months maybe. Carl Edwards was the guest host. He wasn't involved in too much, and so usually that equals a pretty good show if the guest host isn't too involved.
It depends on the guest host, though, but you know what? It was fun. Fun show.
And that's because you have a guest host that actually knows the guys, follows the show, knows what's going on, called everybody by their right names.
That's always a positive.
Summerfest, mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, at least we actually have a good host for the first time in a long time, at least. And Dennis Miller was good, and the interaction was very limited, but it felt like it wasn't too forced from him. With some of the other hosts, you kind of got the idea like it was a little forced.
Yeah, some of them you can just tell that they're just trying to remember as they're going on, what was I told to say again? With Carl Edwards, it looked like he kind of knew what was going on, and he was ready.
Maybe because he's buddy-buddy with Cena?
Yeah, of course,
yep.
Cena. Him and Cena are good buddies. We've seen the video packages before.
Mm-hmm.
He placed third in that Young Guns reality show competition last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, where Cena wound up third.
The Department of the Undersea Department.
From Raw, I would say the biggest story of the night was starting with the triple threat tag team match for the Unified Tag Team titles.
Oh, yes.
In which new champions were crowned. The team we now know as Show Miz.
And that isn't even the best part of the match. It was the pre-show. It was the pre-match.
Of course, because I don't know if I've ever heard a line on Raw better than "Get me Jared from Subway."
Mm-hmm. Said in such a way that it just pushed him into smarmy supervillain land.
Of course, Jared from Subway had no intentions of joining the Straight Edge Society, but luckily he was saved by the DX theme song.
Well, that's an unwritten rule. If you hear somebody's theme music, you're automatically frozen for 30 seconds.
Never mind the fact that DX's entrance will go on a good 5 minutes, and you could probably grab Jared, shave his head, and beat him down in that time, but they were frozen by the theme.
That Jared was going to get his butt kicked, but
we all wanted to see his butt kicked.
And if it wasn't going to be by Punk, it has to be by Santino Marella.
He had the chance later on in the night, but he didn't take it.
Oh, he was too mm-hmm. so he was just happy with his brand new Fear the Coke shirt. He was buying it.
But, of course, the Triple Threat Tag Team match, which saw Big Show and The Miz take the tag team titles, also saw a little more DX dissension, as we've been seeing recently. Shawn
mm-hmm.
Michaels tagged himself into the match, and things didn't go well from there for Triple H and Shawn Michaels, losing the tag team titles on a roll-up by The Miz on Shawn Michaels, and it didn't get any better for them afterwards.
I'm just glad we no longer have tag team champions that see fit to throw the belts down as soon as they enter the ring.
A little pile in the middle of the ring.
And then afterwards, Shawn Michaels goes into, well, Teddy Long for some reason was there, and he says, "Look, Teddy, you got to do it. You got to make the match."
go crazy. You know? You got to make the match, man. Just take one of the guys out, right? You got to do it for me. Please? Please, please? With sugar on top? And Tay says, Clay, I can't do it for you.
And Hunter Stevens says, Sean, calm down. I will not calm down. What? Did you see that? I just kicked Kilo.
With Carlito right there for the catch.
Yes.
It's the only time.
And then Jillian got, well, I wish Jillian got kicked, but that's just me.
All right, by the way, that was a pretty stiff kick, not for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good.
That was a true rocket buster.
Vintage, you could
see,
say.
See, Jason, I can make those punts, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as Shawn Michaels, right before the kick, he informed Triple H that his career is over. And he walked out the door. Which means we'll see him next week on Raw.
Yeah, well, we aren't yet until next week.
Be a lie.
Well, two questions, guys. WrestleMania match, more probability. Sort of a PTI toss-up. Triple H Shawn Michaels or Shawn Michaels Undertaker?
It seems like they're going the route of Michaels Undertaker, but I would like the idea if Michaels doesn't get the match and then Triple H tries to calm him down and Michaels starts saying, gee, for you to say every year you get your match at WrestleMania, where's my moment? To me, I would like that idea where he just goes nuts on Triple H, but it does seem like the way they're building it, it's going to be Michaels Taker too.
As for me, it's going to be Triple H Michaels. SmackDown actually factors into this. Well, the SmackDown that just ended an hour and a half ago, roughly. So we'll get into that once we get there.
I'm thinking the more probable match to take place, probably Shawn Michaels Triple H, just from the obvious build we've had for the last few weeks, but also you could say Taker Michaels because, well, we got over a year of build for that.
I think a lot of people are going to, you know, a lot of longtime fans are going to be like, I don't want to see Triple H Shawn Michaels again, but it's been 5 years since these two actually locked horns. I think their last match was Last Man Standing, Armageddon 04, or Rumble 05.
Somewhere around there.
Outside, they had a few like little kind of throwaway matches on Raw that no one will remember. They had that boot camp match at one of the Tribute to the Troops, and I'm pretty sure they had a match somewhere after WrestleMania 22 during the Spirit Squad angle when Triple H was kind of priming to turn.
So, I mean, because I remember Bad Blood 04 and the Hell in a Cell match, and then following night on Raw, they were supposed to make up. And then Kane comes out and Pillmanizes Michaels, and we never got a resolution to that.
And we don't see Michaels again for a few months.
Honestly, I think Michaels Triple H would be a fresh take on it. Maybe just sort of a one match, hey, Shawn, snap out of it sort of deal.
Yeah.
You do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think what's going to happen, SmackDown may have just set that up for a different way, but we'll get to that.
I think the most interesting thing would be if Shawn Michaels turns heel for the feud. That's what I would want to see. I mean, we've had the heel teases with last year with The Undertaker and the feud with Hogan, but we've never gotten full heel Shawn Michaels again since he's been back, really.
Yeah. Because he's been doing it for the Jeebus.
I mean, heel Triple H, I know I had my fill of it from 02 to pretty much when he turned face. And
I had a good enough build that I don't need to see it again. Yeah, about the same time frame because right after the whole WWE, WCW shenanigan land, yeah, he just soured quick.
I've noticed that heel Triple H is more of a bury everyone kind of guy than face Triple H. He still does it, but, you know, he's not currently Well, actually, for a while he hasn't been in the championship picture, but now he's back in it, whereas heel Triple H would have a pay-per-view match for the championship every month.
Mm-hmm.
And even getting some that he's not supposed to be in, like Armageddon in 2003.
Yeah.
But some other happenings on Raw. We had, first off, our guest host for this week set up matches for next week, which would be
mm-hmm.
all the participants in the Elimination Chamber facing each other, including John Cena versus Triple H. And I'm sure at some point in the show they'll say it's the biggest Raw main event ever, like they did the last time they faced.
They get in the ad, so it's taken care of.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Done.
You knew it was going to happen somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had another interesting situation with Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton, who faced each other on Raw, resulting in Cody Rhodes getting a win using his finisher, the Crossroads, which we've seen maybe twice, with a little help from Sheamus.
When he pinned Orton, I actually had to look out my window to make sure that the world was still there.
Damn.
Wow. But you know what? I'm liking it. I'm liking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, though? And I'm sorry. Since Orton has been pushed out of the title picture, his work rate's been good. I'm sorry. I'm liking what I'm seeing.
That's because he's finally getting the message that he can't phone it in every day, which is what he's been doing since he won the Intercontinental title back in 2004, with very little exception.
What do you think about the possibility of the teased Cody Rhodes-Sheamus alliance, if it happens?
I don't see it happening.
Of course, we had Sheamus helping, and then afterwards Cody Rhodes chases Sheamus off. But was it him chasing him off to help Orton, or just covering himself for now?
I think covering
turns on Orton
now.
I like with the way they did it, because they can really work with it any way they want. That whether he actually was supposed to be helping Orton or not, he can just say he was for a little while, and then, well, he can turn on him. I like it.
With that, people just kind of assumed Cody Rhodes was going to be the forgotten guy, and they were going to go with Orton versus DiBiase. Now, I could see a situation where it ends up being Orton versus DiBiase versus Rhodes.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take that.
I'll take that, too. I mean, because DiBiase now, not yet, but he is going to be a full-fledged face because, I'm sort of getting ahead of myself again, because an announcement that happened on Raw setting up DiBiase for something.
Yeah, I remember. Heck, I remember hearing of this from this guy. You may remember it from an old show in September.
He's a guy that I believe Ted DiBiase might be related to.
Yeah.
Because they have the same name.
Certainly.
And that would be our first official Hall of Fame inductee, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
And I say much applause to that, because as 80s heel characters go, he was one of the top three.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed that basketball clip, which was, oh, my God. The look on that kid's face was priceless, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, I'm surprised he didn't show the RVD thing either.
I was calling for it.
Mainly because RVD
was
in, well,
the obvious inductor for Ted DiBiase would be his son, of course, but I'd always love him to pull out the wild card and let Virgil do it.
Not happening.
Only if he brings the banner with him.
Wrestling superstar.
Big thing is, Ted's not a big fan of Virgil.
Well, the rest of us are, and we demand it.
No, but it's a no-brainer. Ted's going to be inducted.
Yeah.
And that's going to put him on the face turn, I think. And
also, there's been a second name announced for the Hall of Fame.
Yes, it has.
Yep, we have heard that over in Japan there was a press conference, apparently, announcing Antonio Inoki as a Hall of Fame inductee, and he has said he will make the trip over to Phoenix to be at the ceremony and to be at WrestleMania. So I would expect the official WWE announcement shortly, I guess. Maybe
probably Monday.
This Hall of Fame class, the two biggest names, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Actually, I was wanting to add on to that because the presenter for Inoki is going to be Stan the Lariat Hansen.
Huge on both counts.
Awesome.
Wow.
The guy that probably could be going in himself at some point soon.
Yeah, probably in a year or two.
And I wouldn't be surprised in the coming weeks that if we don't hear Dr. Death Steve Williams' name come up as an inductee.
That would be very cool. And I would hope maybe Jim Ross could do it.
Considering Jim would be, this would probably be Jim's final thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Jim Ross would be the guy to do it if he goes in.
Now, do you think that Stu Hart will go in as well?
Eventually.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they would bring, even though, you know, Vince is doing the you deserve to be screwed thing to Brett. I think by the time the dust settles and all this, Stu's going to be on the list.
Somehow I get the feeling that they will probably do the Hart family so they can kind of backdoor Owen in there, you know?
Yeah.
The same way Chris Von Erich got in last year.
Mm-hmm.
Although something tells me Owen would get in on his own, unlike Chris Von Erich.
Yeah.
That would also bring up the question, could we call Teddy Hart a Hall of Famer?
A Hall of Famer in douchebag land.
Just like I consider Lacey Von Erich a Hall of Famer. The Von Erich family, then, so there you go.
Good Lord.
Of course, last Monday night, we also had the scene at the end of the show. John Cena making his speech about how he doesn't do it for the money. He does it because he loves it for the moment, etc., while the WrestleMania sign looms ominously above. Vince McMahon.
Talk of the southern accent.
talking with an apparent southern accent for some reason.
Well, he filmed 12 rounds in New Orleans. He has an affinity.
Yeah.
He was eventually joined by Vince McMahon in the ring, who was informed Bret Hart does indeed want to wrestle one more match, and he wants it to be against Vince McMahon. After a little badgering from Cena, Vince McMahon says yes. Bret Hart comes from the crowd, attacks him from behind. Security rushes the ring. Bret Hart fights them off. Vince McMahon changes his mind.
and
then equipment is destroyed once again.
And then the words, you deserve to be screwed, you deserve to be screwed, said in a really troll-like voice. I thought he was about to start singing, I'm the grumpy old troll who lives under the bridge. Oh. Somebody cue me up Dora. Help.
You know what this is? This is what I think setting up for me. Either one of two things. Either Vince Batista versus Cena Hart, or Batista and Cena fighting for Vince and Bret.
I'm thinking the first one's a little more plausible.
Bret has actually gone on record to say he would be willing to do a street fight because he knows he can't perform at, he can't go out there and put on a clinic like he used to.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't want him to put his health on the line, but I will say this about Bret. It feels good that somebody in there that can do more than Pac-Man Jones can. That even
Waka, 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 waka.
I can do more than Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah, but you've been noticing, honestly, over the last couple of weeks, how gingerly they're treating him.
Yes.
They're really making an effort of not to hurt him.
And he's appreciated that's the point, that he might stick around after Mania.
He has said so?
He is considering, that's something that I had read, not today, in the last couple of days. I don't know how true that is, but
there's been some rumors around that they would consider, if they ended the guest host concept, to make Bret Hart like the permanent general manager of Raw, if he wanted to stay around.
Mm.
I don't know. I kind of like the guest host concept myself overall.
Me too, for the most part.
Yeah, but they got to be a little more selective about the celebrities, you know?
Well, remember that they're peachy.
I know, but...
Yes, Cheech and Chong.
Not so much as we don't want another Summerfest or Kobe Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the people they get, they just need to make sure before they go out there they know who and what they're talking about. That's the most important thing.
The wellness policy should extend to guest hosts.
That's awesome. When? That is an absolute win. Oh, my goodness.
I demand my win.
If they did the wellness policy for guest host, Ozzy Osbourne would have never been out there.
You know, it was safe just from Piven and Dr. whatever his name was that came with him.
Yeah, I don't think they would have been out there.
To be fair, I think they wanted him to act a little wacky, like in The Hangover. It seemed that way to me, anyway.
And thankfully, we got Summerfest from it.
Summerfest.
Speaking of pay-per-view names, I hate to have to say it, but another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
It indeed did. One of the original four bites the dust.
Yep.
Yeah,
Survivor
in a conference call this week, Vince McMahon said Survivor Series no longer the November pay-per-view.
Correct. And I've got the numbers in front of me.
Yep, Statman, you got the numbers ready, I know. Tell them why Survivor Series is gone.
All right. The buys is the reason why they're gone. They lost 84,000 buys from year to year. 319,000 in 2008. 235,000 just this last Survivor Series. A 26% drop. Whereas the other three pay-per-views rose in buy rates from this last quarter.
Now, personally, I think the 2009 Survivor Series suffered from having bragging rights right behind it. Bragging rights Survivor Series concept to a new level and to a better level. The team competition pay-per-view seems to work best brand versus brand, and that was proven with Survivor Series after the brand split, 2003, I believe, also did it. 2004 didn't. And then we started to see the numbers drop down. So bragging rights will probably end up getting that slot. I'm just worried about what's going to fill in the blank, although the poll that was posted, everybody's got their fingers crossed that that could be War Games.
Yeah, possibilities out there, War Games, Battle Bowl, a Legends event, which everybody would be excited for that. What else? Giving the draft its own pay-per-view.
A street fight
pay-per-view, which I believe is called Extreme Rules already, but why not, I guess?
I'm surprised they don't come up with yet another pay-per-view to water down a match, like Three Stages of Hell or anything like that.
WWE One Fall.
One Fall to a Finish.
Single with manager.
Yes.
I
WWE tag team match.
I'm waiting for the triple tower of doom myself.
As long as they brought in David Arquette. He's the king of that match.
Or at least bring in Oliver Platt.
Speaking of kings, yeah, why not?
Oh, boy.
There was one other little piece of information from Raw. That was the opening segment we saw between, of course, guest host Carl Edwards. He's interrupted by Sheamus, who is interrupted by Christian, the ECW champion, who had a little bit of news for us, saying that he was there because when ECW ends after this coming Tuesday show, everybody on the ECW roster automatically becomes a free agent, meaning they are free to sign with Raw or SmackDown, and Christian was there checking out Raw.
By the way, that is last episode's on the 23rd, or is it going to be the 16th?
It's this coming Tuesday. It's the last ECW.
Huh.
Christian versus Zeke. The last time.
Yeah, you are right.
On the line.
And the new tag team champion, Show Miz, will be defending against the new number one contenders, Yoshitatsu and Goldust.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to assume, seeing how ECW's been booked the last couple of weeks, those will probably be the only two matches on the show.
Likely, but...
Unless a squash is thrown in the middle.
Now, just to throw this in, this past Tuesday's ECW, percentage-wise, had the most wrestling out of all five shows out there.
Which is why they're getting rid of it.
I knew that.
Can't
was
have
coming.
That.
I knew somebody was going to say that, but that's fine. But the possibilities with NXT, which I'm still very much looking forward to, we may not lose as much wrestling as you guys think. And the fact that it's merely, you know, again, it's expanding on a very basic concept. When they introduced the New Talent Initiative under Teddy Long, that Tiffany decided to bring along with her when she took over ECW, that has given us guys like Yoshitatsu, the slightly invisible Tyler Rex, Vance Archer,
Sheamus.
Mr. Sheamus, who is now WWE champion, not too shabby.
CM Punk,
Evan Bourne, Kofi Kingston, need I go on?
It's his swagger, but if you've seen the way he's been booked lately, I'm not sure if I want to say that yet.
Just finally got off of his 0-15 record in 2010 with a win on Superstars.
So who did he and Tyler Rex piss off? Seriously.
Well, we can only assume that Swagger, maybe accidentally spilled coffee on someone backstage. You never know.
If it was Kane, he had nothing to worry about.
Tyler Rex, he seemingly has a problem on airplanes, so, yes. We know what his problem is. And the rumor now, there is a rumor for the NXT show that will start in 2 weeks, that the early portions of it will be based around, first off, it's going to be based around new talent. Some names that have come up that will be the focus of the show out of the gate apparently will be those of Caval, who we know is Low-Key or Senshi, and Bryan Danielson, who we now know is Daniel Bryan.
That'll work.
I gotta say this. Out of all the names, all the random names their name generator have made, I think Danielson at least made out all right.
At least it sounds something like his name, I guess.
He doesn't sound like a character, you know, that they just hit the create a wrestler generator, which I think randomly generates names too if you press the right button.
Sadly, they didn't take my suggestion of naming him Dan Branielson.
Bruticus Maximus.
Bryce Davidson.
I can think of one worse.
Quick question. So now everybody's a free agent, right?
Right.
Yep.
Where do you think everybody's going to go?
I'm hoping Christian goes to SmackDown if Edge becomes a champion there, does some sort of like an uncrowned champion kind of thing. But I don't want to see him turn heel. If one of them has to, I'd probably say him, but I would like to see that, actually.
I'd rather see Christian Raw, because I remember a random highlight reel in 2005 when he and John Cena crossed paths. Chills, my friend. It needed to happen.
The question is because Raw has been, well, not entirely, but mostly a black hole for some of the mid-card guys.
Just ask the last guys that came over there from ECW. Swagger, Evan Bourne, Mark Henry. Ask how that's worked out for them. One of them jobs all the time. The other jobs all the time. And the other is now the Kool-Aid man and jobs all the time.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think he's more of a jobber to the stars.
Hey, sorry.
He'll destroy Cody Rhodes, but Ted DiBiase Jr. will need a win, so...
Yeah, Cody Rhodes, that's he can get over that, but you get to the Miz, Ted DiBiase level, nope. Mark Henry can't get above that.
So,
but with Mark Henry, we move on to last night with Impact, which got us to see a little more advancement in the storyline of the Band, who we all know and love. Because the Band was banned from the building.
Can they be banned from TNA altogether?
Apparently not.
Replace the Band in that band with the Nasty Boys, and you got my vote.
Yeah, that too.
But the Band, they apparently were being sought after by Eric Young, who, of course, is friends with Kevin Nash, who the Band jumped last week. At the end of the show, Eric Young tried to appeal to Hulk Hogan to let them in so he could fight them. Hulk Hogan would not, so he said he would go find them, which he did not because Kurt Angle said no. Because Kurt Angle wanted to fight them himself, in which Hogan decided he would in fact open the door, and since he knows them so well, he said they'd be right in, and they were. After a little brass knuckle beat down of Kurt Angle, Hulk Hogan comes out apparently to finish the job, when instead he attacks Scott Hall and Sean Waltman.
Inverted
and to the joy of us all, it was the first in-ring action, so to speak, of Hulk Hogan in TNA. We got to see him out there throwing the punches and get everybody all fired up.
At least now we know he's a face.
Apparently.
For the moment.
And next week he'll be a heel again.
Well, glad I missed it.
We also got to see a handicap match featuring the beautiful people, Figgy on Terra and Angelina Love, which got ended with, of course, Lacey Von Erich's ugly stick, cracking Angelina Love in the back. Letting Velvet Sky get the win.
Okay, I didn't get to see this match, but did Tara have an incident like last week?
No.
No, not this week. She managed to keep the censors at bay this time.
Yeah, she admitted on her Twitter, oops, my nip slipped.
Yep.
And she's like, sorry. Didn't mean it.
So I've noticed that TNA, a few times when some of the people start to get over, something happens where they meet the nice glass ceiling. I haven't really seen Beer Money at all, that much even, recently.
They've been relegated to the web match.
You can see them on the website right now facing the British Invasion, I believe.
That's right. Whoever decided to give Rob Terry a championship right now, yeah, I got to tell them that's a terrible idea, and you know what to do with them, Typho.
I don't know. There's nothing nothing you can do bad enough to anybody that justifies Rob Terry holding a championship. I don't care if you were in his home country or not. It's Rob Terry. They don't even let him wrestle on TV.
Let the good wrestlers wrestle on TV, so what does that tell you?
I mean, when the nasty boys are getting more TV ring time than you, then...
You should think about leaving.
Yeah.
And Hogan wouldn't answer my question on RVD Radio the other week, so I'm seeing the answer. I'm seeing the answer here.
I'm going to assume, though, that Big Rob Terry is one of those guys that Hulk Hogan has said before looks like a wrestler, so he's going to push them.
Rob Terry will get pushed to the moon. He'll have the world title by midsummer.
And at that point, we will gladly see the Invasion 2, the quest for more money.
Big Rob Terry and Tomko headline Bound for Glory.
Oh, God.
In the Hulk Hogan thinks we look like wrestlers match.
Somebody tell Tomko to donate his food to Michelle McCool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When Tomko gets introduced, he will be introduced followed by his stomach trailing behind.
See, this is why Steiner should not have been released.
Why, he's having way too much fun bench pressing chicks.
I know, but who else is going to tell someone they're fat? Only one man can.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I want to see the Pope try.
Now, maybe the Pope could take over the Steiner role and keep people in line.
At least get him on TV.
He will need to make sure he can come up with some good math equations for us, though.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know whether the School of Hard Knocks is considered a highly educated university.
I'm sure it could be up there.
Step away from the Nostalgia League to Friday Night SmackDown.
We saw them get a one-up on Raw with the Elimination Chamber participants facing each other, which led to seeing Chris Jericho get a win over The Undertaker.
I will say this, I love the cluster bomb kind of finish at the end where Taker gives the big boot to Edge, last rides Jericho, and then the recovered Edge spears him. It was awesome.
And also Chris Jericho gives the Undertaker the codebreaker. But the more interesting of the matches was R-Truth versus John Morrison.
Yeah, it was a great match for all of 30 seconds.
As
where John Morrison hits the ground and apparently injures his ankle.
Didn't really look like it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Courtesy of Station WORK. I'm just not sure why.
I love that.
What? Why do you think it is? I'll give you one guess. One more attempt for Shawn Michaels.
That's where I think this is going. But just the fact that Morrison actually caused a little bit of a panic on the internet when he tweeted, yeah, I broke my ankle in three places.
Said he was just going to walk it off.
And then he walked it off in Ecuador.
So the Silver Spangled Doofus is having way too much fun with the IWC. God love you, John.
Glad someone found something cool to do with Twitter after the rules were laid down that ended Jericho versus Miz.
Well, Jericho still gets his gigs in, and the fact that he actually had fun letting Mr. Bischoff know that, no, he couldn't main event TNA. He's not old enough. But, yeah, John, John went ahead and used that, but like I said, it caused quite a bit of a stir. If he actually did anything to his ankle, it would be a pretty mild sprain. I just, I hate to say it, but I think Station WRK's got a better look at it because the injury was kept on TV. So, yes.
Okay.
Leaving him vulnerable for a certain showstopper to come by and say, hey, they've been drawing comparisons between you and me. Hold still. This won't hurt long.
Yeah, he's gonna actually hurt. He's going to hurt. I think he's going to take out Morrison.
Maybe have Morrison limping out to the ring and out of nowhere, there's Shawn Michaels super kick.
Yep.
Living in slow-mo, that would make The Undertaker's entrance look like the Ultimate Warrior.
Right.
True.
I keep seeing Morrison hobbling down the ramp to the cage and Kofi yelling, "It's a trap, man! It's a trap!"
We also saw Batista give one of the greatest promos of his career.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much.
I love the attire. I thought a 3-count reunion was in the works.
Somebody was asking. Go ahead.
No, you first. Go ahead.
Did he steal that jacket from Triple H?
What, from that 2002 promo when he came back from Madison Square Garden? That one?
Yeah, that jacket. And somebody forgot to tell him to wear a shirt under the jacket.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't work, Dave. I mean, yes, you have abs, but, dude, jacket, shirt, or at least a vest.
Right. And you want to know something, though? I liked what he did with that. I really did. Sorry.
No.
It's
I'm
the
just...
look of the promo.
The promo was great. He said nothing. He doesn't have to explain anything. He's just doing what he wants to do when he wants to do it. I don't think he's even going to fight Edge next week.
You think he's going to walk out on? He's going to walk out on Edge.
Yep, absolutely.
I will say this: he and Bobby Lashley found a great thing going. Don't say anything. The moment they open their mouths, we seem to ridicule them. Be it something about basketballs, or dad's uncles, we always find something to make fun of them for.
And
he's finally figured it out.
And then asking Dave to put on a shirt, and apparently he remembered the referee shirt fiasco. Does the Mattel figure referee shirt, is that ripped?
I don't think it's ripped.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Get it wrong. It has to be ripped in the back.
And to be honest, I think it just for the humorous value, the hand should have been like all the fingers and thumbs extended, like when he told Jericho, ta-da.
And with that, we're now going to move on to Against All Odds Pick'ems. And VRM, are you back?
Perfect timing. We just left.
Good job.
Nice. And now to fly through these.
Okay, Against All Odds is coming Sunday. This is how it's going to work. We, of course, have the 8-card stud tournament, which we know the four quarterfinal matches. We're going to pick the quarterfinal matches. There'll be 1 point each. Then at the end, we'll also pick the other two matches that are scheduled on the card. After that, for 2 points, we will pick who you think will win the tournament. So we'll be picking the quarterfinal matches, and then we'll be picking the tournament winner. And we will start with the quarterfinal tournament matches. First up will be the Pope, D'Angelo De Niro, against Desmond Wolf. We will start with VRM.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm getting a freaking car over here. I'm going with Wolf in this one.
All right. Jason.
Wolf in a very competitive match.
What's up?
Josh.
Wolf.
Fourth.
I'm also going with Wolf.
Nikki.
Can we say Sweet?
Yes, we can, because I'm also going with Wolf. Desmond Wolfs all the way across the board. Our next match will be Kurt Angle versus Mr. Ken Anderson. And we will start with Josh.
Angle.
Jason.
Angle.
Nikki.
Dorcas, I mean Angle.
Fourth.
It's real. It's damn real. Angle's winning this.
VRM.
Broom.
Yep, get out of the broom, because I'm going with Angle as well. Tag team champions facing each other. Matt Morgan versus Hernandez. We will go to fourth.
I think Morgan's going to win this one, but it will be a competitive match, although either way. But ultimately, it will be the blueprint.
Okay. Josh.
Morgan.
Jason.
The DNA of TNA. Morgan.
VRM.
More brooms.
Nikki.
I'm going to turn against the tide here and put my money on Supermax.
All right. I think I'm going to go with Morgan. Which will bring us to our final quarterfinal match set up this week on Impact. Mick Foley versus Abyss.
We're going to be getting on this.
And we'll start with Jason.
Abyss is going to go absolutely apeshit over Foley and destroy him. Abyss.
All right. VRM.
Abyss is going to go completely psycho.
Fourth.
He's beefy. He's ecstasy addicted. He's Abyss.
Nikki.
Oh, Abyss.
Josh?
Bringing out the broom, Typho?
I believe I will, because I will be going with Abyss. Okay, that will bring us to the other two matches that are not tournament-related. Bringing up our favorite of the night, Team 3D versus the Nasty Boys. We will go to fourth.
Yeah, this is going to be a pretty horrid abomination of mankind, but in the end, Team 3D's got to pull this one out.
Josh.
Nasty Boys. I have a very bad feeling. Nasty Boys.
VRM.
What the fuck kind of intersection was that?
Oh, sorry. 3D.
What the hell?
I believe the first one was the right answer.
We're trying to go back again.
Hold on. Stay out of my rut.
3D!
Okay, Jason.
You know what? This might surprise, but it's going to be a fun brawl, but Team 3D wins.
Okay. Nikki?
Are you guys enjoying this intersection?
We'll see if who's technically in charge of TNA. The answer's very obvious. It's going to be the Nasty Boys.
And I think I'm also going to go with the Nasty Boys because it would make me angry, and that's what they like doing, so why not?
Yeah.
World heavyweight title match. Eric Bischoff named himself guest referee. It'll be AJ Styles defending against Samoa Joe. Of course, Ric Flair will be in AJ's corner, as usual. And we'll start with VRM.
I'm going probably with a shock with AJ.
Alright.
Some radio show that I do on Friday night.
And Josh.
I'm going with Styles as well.
Jason.
Styles wins when Eric Bischoff turns on Samoa Joe and doesn't call it right down the middle, going with the wrestling rule. When you say you're calling it right down the middle, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
That is generally the rule. Nikki.
It's gonna be AJ. Flair's out there, so if Bischoff doesn't turn, Flair's going to put Bischoff in a figure four.
Fourth.
Woo. And that's as enthusiastic as Styles can deliver it.
And I'm also going with AJ retaining.
Bring out your
that brings
room.
Us to our final pick, which will be worth 2 points. Your pick to win the 8-card stud tournament and go on to lockdown to receive the title shot. We will start with fourth.
I'm thinking Angle's going to win because lockdown is pretty much their answer to SummerSlam. He's going to get the big match there, so I'm on Kurt Angle.
Okay. Jason.
It's got to be Kurt Angle because you need a face to counteract AJ Styles. It's not going to be Joe.
Nikki.
It's going to be Angle because at least they know they can get a good match out of these two.
VRM.
I got to go Angle because of the face rule because Morgan isn't, he might be face, but he's not top tier. I just got to go with Angle here.
Josh.
And once again, the brooms may be coming into play. I have Angle defeating Morgan in the finals.
All right. And me, looking at the field, I'm going to have to say it is a sweep. Kurt Angle wins the tournament and is your 8-card stud champion, I guess, if you want to call him that. He will be the guy to go to lockdown, get the title shot. Won't happen at Destination X because it apparently is an all-X division pay-per-view.
Which, I hope they do that. That will be fun. Good God, can you that would be great.
Kiyoshi even got himself on the poster.
I just want to make sure of something. I want to make sure I heard this right. With the exception of Nikki picking Hernandez, was it a full sweep card?
No. Nasty Boys and 3D are right down 50-50 lane.
Yeah, we split Nasty Boys Team 3D. But a lot of the matches are clean sweeps.
Those two matches are just matches to crack one of us in the skull.
Well,
that means when,
I sense
the Pope wins the tournament, we're all screwed.
It'd be awesome, but yeah, we'd all be screwed.
You know, I mean, it's going to be very interesting. But do we see any surprises coming out of, because we've got about 2 minutes left, Against All Odds, with the whole Hogan thing or anything like that?
I'm honestly going to say a new person's going to show up. Whether we like him or no, I have no idea, but someone new showing up.
I think we'll see something with the band involved. Maybe somebody turning one way or the other.
I think there's just going to be more headbutting backstage with Hogan and Jarrett.
Also, by the way, between you, me, and Atlanta, the rumor is that they are going to be announcing the permanent Monday night move Monday. At a press conference.
Yeah,
they have a major announcement set up, I think, 2:30 p.m. Eastern time, where Dixie Carter and Hulk Hogan are supposed to announce something, and the rumor is the move to Monday night starting in March.
And you know what? I hope they do it. I hope they do it.
Their funeral.
But you know Hulk Hogan's attitude. I'm sure he's ready to go head-to-head.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the company is ready or not, he's ready.
Well, of course he's ready, even if it is indeed what he's doing, and I quote, throwing stuff against the wall and see what sticks.
The mark of a good businessman.
and the mark of somebody who books as well as Vince Russo.
Mm-hmm. And with that, I believe we're out of time.
Are we?
Yeah.
About next week, of course, regular host Rob Seidelman will return if he's out of his full body cast and coma.
I hit him in the head.
I thought it was just a full body cast, not that.
You guys are welcome to drop by and see him and sign his cast. There's plenty of room.
All right.
A big thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for not giving me the countdown.
That sucks.
I look over and see 6 seconds on the board.
Whoops. We're done.
Whoopsies.
We're done. See ya. Good night.
That's why I went to try to rapid finish mode, because they didn't give me a 30-second, 1-minute countdown.
Oh, God.
I'm guessing they usually do on Tuesday night, Typho?
Yeah, they do. They're in my ear every 15 seconds when I'm going to the end.
Well, then, folks, have a good night. See you next Friday, provided I'm not buried knee-deep in BashCon.
Friday, I am a question mark. I'm going to be on the road because I'm going to Elimination Chamber, and I have to drop down to Cincinnati Friday night.
Will you be picking up another event chair to possibly swing at someone?
And if I'm lucky, it'll get swung at a certain referee buddy of mine. But he'll have one, too, so it's going to be a close match.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hit it too hard or I'll have to drive home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. I'll just beat him into submission and make him drive home.
There you go. Good night, guys.
Good night, everyone.